Please pray with me. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Son of the Highest. You call us to heaven. And we pray that you would help us to listen, to be ready to see where the power is for the glory that you have revealed to us. Help us find it in you, and in your Spirit, and in your Father, so that we might be ready to be your people, walking in the world that needs your salvation. In your name we pray. Amen. It's easy to tell if something is on fire, because the fire will spread. It ignites the material next to it, and it spreads without end until the fire finally burns out. A fire that does not spread will eventually go out. And so a church that is not sharing the good news of salvation, that is not on fire with the gospel, will also eventually burn out. Just as a fire that does not burn is a contradiction. This is a basic understanding that was missing in the disciples' understanding of Jesus as they first began to follow him. If you take Peter, for example, or Andrew, or James, or John, you will see inside them an intense fire because Jesus was helping so many people. First, he called them from their fishing career. And then they were probably, I'm sure, sitting in the synagogue when Jesus called to that demon and sent him forth from the man, the unclean spirit. There was excitement after the service when they went to Peter's house, where he was living with Andrew and other people as well, presumably his wife and his wife's mother. She was ill. She had a fever, and fevers were dangerous in those days when they lacked antibiotics. And Jesus healed this woman so fast that she got up and she began to prepare a meal for them. Wow. But out in the community, the word spread. And by the next day, people were coming of all kinds, with all kinds of problems, and coming to Jesus, and he was solving those problems. He was fixing what was broken. He was healing the various diseases, and he was casting out demons still. And the disciples may have gotten an idea that this was wonderful. If we follow Jesus, we're always going to be healthy. There won't be any evil. It will just part and go away from us as long as we are with him. We won't have any fear. We won't have any enemies, for they will be banished. This is going to be great. Jesus could have set up a lovely empire of his own with headquarters at Capernaum. Not long, and they would be building a great big Jesus Center, and people would be coming from all over the world to be healed, to be helped, to be saved. But the disciples didn't get it then. When Jesus was gone in the morning, Where was he? And they found him out in the desert, in a desolate place, praying. And they said to him, Jesus, where are you? Everybody's looking for you. And he said, come on, let's go. We're going to go someplace else. Because that's why I came. That's why I started my ministry. To go to the people with the good news. Why a desolate place? Because there in that desolate place, Jesus was doing the real battle. The real battle was to stay focused on the will of the Father for people, because everybody's got their own will. Everybody wants a little bit something different. But the will that counts is the will of the Father, the one we pray for when we say often, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Hallowed be Thy name. And that's what Jesus was praying to his Father about in those desolate places. That's what Jesus was praying to his Father about when he was tempted by Satan to give it all up and achieve the applause and the popularity that the world would have to give, and Satan could transfer over to Jesus if Jesus would just acknowledge Satan as a real force in the world. No, Jesus said, that's not why I came. Nor was it why he came to listen to Satan's temptations in the Garden of Gethsemane. Gethsemane is our namesake. And what happened there is that Jesus was being tempted to not drink that cup the Father gave him, the cup of suffering, the cup of woe, the cup of the sins of all the things that we have done wrong and the sins that infect the world with death. But Jesus drank it. And another desolate place was when he was hanging on the cross and the Father looked away from Jesus. And Jesus felt forsaken by him. And why was the Father looking away from Jesus, his beloved Son? Because he wanted to be able to look at us. And not destroy us because of our sins. Because we're like grasshoppers, Isaiah says. But God loves us. And so he looked away from his Son because there was put all the sins that you and I have done. And Jesus died on the cross for them, forsaken, so that we would not be forsaken. And another desolate place was that empty tomb on Easter Sunday morning, where he is not here, but he has risen. We will not find Jesus where there is death, unless he himself is dying for the sins of the world. If we can see God's mission in this way, then we can take encouragement from Peter, who learned how to follow Jesus. Now, if we follow Jesus, we are likely to end up in some of the worst places. We'll be tackling problems. We'll be handling other people's woes. We'll be going to people in various places in our community. I don't know if any of you have heard of William Booth. William Booth was the founder of the Salvation Army with his wife Catherine. about 200 some years ago. One Sunday evening, William Booth took his son Bramwell out for a walk. And he surprised his son by dragging him into a pub or a saloon. It was filled with smoke. The smell of alcohol permeated the air. It was a bawdy place, full of people misbehaving in all ways. Not a place to take a 12-year-old boy. But William Booth took his son in there and said to him, "Willie, these are our people. These are the people I want you to live for and to bring to Christ." And years later, Bramwell Booth wrote, "I never forgot that impression." For Jesus has a compassion for people that doesn't let him stay away from those desolate places. It doesn't let him turn his back on people that are failing and not succeeding. But it lets him go to those places. But not just to give people what they want, but to give people what God wants them to have. Did you notice in the Isaiah text how central it is that we draw our strength from God and not from anywhere else? Did you see how in the epistle lesson, the same thing is true, that Paul can go everywhere to be all things to all people only because he holds on and doesn't let go of that eternal, powerful gospel from God? God loved the world, and not just a few. The wise and the great, the noble, the true, of those of favored class or rank or hue, God loved the world. To you. When we go to the desolate places and find Jesus there, we are with him. And when we are with him, then we have all the power we need to do the will of the Father. In his name, may we find that Jesus brings out of desolate places the power and the strength that we need. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.